a hypo, such that the symptoms of a hypo might be a deterioration in coordination, sweating, talking rubbish. and I was fairly cute at recognizing these symptoms coming up, and taking appropriate remedies, glucose. I always carry dextrosol with me wherever I go. And at the onset of any of these things, the danger has always been that, and I don't know whether this applies to diabetics across the piece, but the danger in my case has always been to say, I don't have a problem, ignore it, forget it, don't do anything about it. And I think, certainly I've been through periods where my wife, who's fairly acute at recognising the symptoms as well, has said, hey, have a cup of tea with some sugar, or have a dextrosol.
It's probably hard to remember the hospital visits with your mother as you were so young, but was there any sense that the doctors were telling your mother she should be more strict about diet? Was there any conflict? Or?
No. What I can recall of the visits to Dr. Shaw, I mean, he was a white-haired guy, and the thing I remember most about him, not the words of wisdom he came out with, but he had a gold Parker pen, which used to intrigue me. And but no, certainly not. There was no lecturing at all. In fact, the whole thing seemed to me, in retrospect, to be, each time we went, he doled out the same common sense in diabetic terms, advice, which I was pleased to take on board and be reminded of. But since no progress in treatment was being made as such, apart from this balance thing, take your insulin, watch your diet, I mean, the progress in treating a disease like diabetes isn't measured on a weekly basis. It's measured over a long period of time with advances in technology. And during the, 4 or 5 years that I saw Dr. Shaw, and indeed subsequent doctors, yes, there were changes.